Now we speak to one of the senior members of Crescent of Hope about the Girls Rehabilitation Center. We're joined on the line by Hafiz Ismail Kulbaria. Hafiz, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hafiz, with regards to the developments on the Girls Rehabilitation Center, what stage are we at now?
Alhamdulillah, with Allah's fazl and karam, we are intending to have an official opening this weekend at the rehab center for girls. Unfortunately, there has been one or two hitches, but again, like I said, the official opening will go as planned. One of the major issues that we have come up with recently is the permission that has not been granted by the social services as such. But we will continue with the opening, and the daycare center will be officially open as of Monday. As far as taking patients in, unfortunately, there is an unforeseen delay because of the fact that we have not got the necessary permissions that we require to operate the center. But inshallah, as soon as that happens, we will basically make an announcement as far as that is concerned.
This has been a huge project, and it has taken time to come to this point. Take us back to the idea behind formulating a center of this nature and what services have been rendered up until this point.
Mufti Saab, yes, it is basically the experiences and the inquiries that we had received at our male center, which is at Magaliesburg. Alhamdulillah, that center has been operating for a number of years. And we had innumerous queries to be able to assist females that have been addicted to this particular scourge. And that is what actually motivated Crescent of Hope to look at the possibility of setting up a center specifically for females. So alhamdulillah, it was basically discussed at Shura level. It was then unanimously decided that we should try and see how we could facilitate this particular center for females. Yes, there has been, unfortunately, I mean, I'm just talking from a general point of view, until such time you're not involved in the field that you are involved in, you would never understand the urgency and the need for this. And I personally never thought that the situation had reached to this proportions for us to have a facilitated center. It is after setting up with the Magaliesburg Rehab Center, we realized that there was a great need to facilitate for females as well, based on the type of queries and assistance that people have requested for females. So, yes, it is at its rich proportions where we need to facilitate this particular center. In fact, there were so many queries where people wanted us to facilitate the ladies with the males at the Magaliesburg Center, but we decided against it. And I think the society and the community is aware of the fact that if we have an integrated center, what the repercussions would be on the long term. So based on that motivation, Mufti Saab, we then decided to start up this particular center. It is about 4 years ago or 5 years ago that we purchased this particular land. And also with the ladies, we understand that the challenges are a lot more different from the male center. So we decided to buy something that was close to society and also not very close to a community, so that we don't have those challenges that we faced at Magaliesburg. But alhamdulillah, be it as it may be, we acquired this place in Dadia, which was a resort, and subsequently we have developed it to an extent where we can now officially open the center. But like I mentioned earlier,
yes,
because of the issues with the social services, we will not be able to admit patients as such, but yes, we will provide a daycare center as of Monday, inshallah.
What facilities have now been arranged for, erected and developed at the premises?
Well, look, when we bought this particular place, it was a resort. So there were chalets on the property. There were other amenities that were available, but not to our satisfaction. So obviously we had renovated the places, so we have turned the chalets into rooms to facilitate for patients who will have to be basically facilitated in-house. So that has been renovated. We have put up a complete new block for counseling sessions, for group counseling, medical facilities, to basically see how we could facilitate the needs of the patients in that particular block. The administration block was there. We had to revamp that particular block, which has been revamped. We had to put up facilities for staff that would have to basically reside on the property, which has now also been completed. We had to jack up the security perspective. So it has been a spectrum of things that we had to do. Alhamdulillah, we are now confident that the center has been brought up to a standard where we could now officially open it until such time we get the permission from the social services.
Coming back to the issue with regards to drugs, it is an ongoing thing, and there's continuous needs that are developing in this regard. But overall, in your analysis, is the scourge of drug abuse increasing, or are we winning, perhaps we could say, small battles, overall, that we are overcoming it in any way?
Well, look, the challenges are great. We are just one of many centers that are available in this country. Personally, I feel that the scourge is increasing because the intake of patients and the type of queries that we're getting based on the male center, in my opinion, it is increasing. I don't know whether I'll be correct in saying that we are winning the challenge. It is very difficult to say that, but I think the need is great, and in my opinion, it's only going to get greater. And that is hence why we have decided to put up this facility specifically for ladies.
If there's one thing that you have to advise parents with regards to drug abuse, what is it that you tell parents?
I think, from my little experiences, I find the major problem is coming from the homes where we have lost contact with our family folks. What the result is, there is peer pressure, there's social challenges. I think that the challenges that the youth, irrespective of male and female, that they face up with today is much greater than in our times. When I'm talking of our times, I'm talking of when we were younger. So we need to, in my opinion, create a much stronger bond within our own homes. And I think if we can address that issue, I'm not saying we can overcome this challenge, but we can minimize the issues that we are facing, because 99% of the patients that are admitted, you will find it is issues to do with the environment at home.
Yes, that is where the core problem is. We appreciate you sharing the information with us. All the best, and we hope that the small challenges that have come about, inshallah, will overcome that, and that the center will be able to function fully in the next few days, inshallah.
Inshallah. Maulana, I just would like to take this opportunity of thanking all the donors who have contributed, the support that the community has given us over the years. It has taken us longer than what we anticipated. But be it as it may be, we have full confidence with the support of the community, with the help of Almighty and the du'as of the Ummah, we will, inshallah, endeavor to open up the center as soon as possible for in-house facilities, inshallah.
Inshallah. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Hafiz Ismail Golvaria speaking to us about the opening of the Crescent of Hope Girls Rehabilitation Center, bringing us on to 13 minutes to 8 on Sabah al-Muslim.